down backwards, Tennessee Valley. One arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better. I'm together with my Dixie Land tonight. Hey! Spend my dollar, honk and holler, meet the mountain moonlight. Hey! Hey! Order up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of loving on a Mason Dixon night. It's my life. Oh, so right. My Dixieland tonight. Hey! Tell buck deer munching on clover. Woo! Red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb. Chubby old groundhog, broken bullfrog.
Was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. Time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
Mike loves me.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Whack, whack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning. Right through my pocket and into my skin.
Beep, beep.
Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again.
It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop your wad.
I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a rocking on gold. We'll dance up a storm and later on tonight. We'll be working on doing all the wrong things.
Right. That's right.
It's finally Friday. I'm free again.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday.
I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're naked. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind. It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge.
Holy pussy. Get a pellet.
Good. Red. Bravo. Let's go.
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be raising up my motor again.
It's finally Friday.
I'm out of control.
to do it.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday.
That is unbelievable, man.
I get the working blues and let your good times roll.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Lucy Fittipaldi.
That's right.
Yes, sir. What a welcome. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It's the 7th of July, and I am Cope Reynolds, your loving host for the next couple of hours here. Let me turn this down just a little bit. I bet you I'm blasting your ears out there. Let's try that and see if that's any better. Okay. Well, it's the end of another week, and I think we've got a pretty good lineup of music for you tonight. For those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, Friday nights we step aside from the doom and gloom and the politics and stuff that we usually do, and we'll throw in a little story once in a while, but usually it's something kind of mild, not trying to ruin your weekend. So we started this format about, I don't remember exactly when it was, 2014, 2013, I think. And it's been wildly successful. So, like I said, most of our listeners are on podcast and live streaming. But anyway, we finally got a little bit of rain here. It's been hot. It's been dry. And I don't know. We might have talked about this the other day. I'll mention it just briefly for those that might be new. I did mention it, and we talked about it here just, I think, last show. But the humidity around here is 5% and 6% right now. We finally got a little bit of moisture today. Very little. Not enough to help any, but it's enough to get our hopes up a little bit. Did cool things off a little bit, but along with rain and 80, 90, 100 degree temperatures, we get humidity and lots of it. So anyway, it's getting better. You know, I've been doing a lot of trading, you know, horse trading and carrying on here for the last few months. And one of the things that I have acquired, I got it originally, it's a little trailer. And the guy I got it from says, you know, this is a great work trailer. It's got all these bins and all this, you know, everything locks in place. And it's got drawers and it's waterproof and it's heavy duty and it's got military tires and axles and blah, blah, blah. And he's right. It does have all that. But the work trailer that I use is much bigger. I can carry a lot more stuff. So I'm thinking, what can I do with this little trailer? I don't want to trade it off. It's a neat little trailer, but it's just too little for what I'm doing. And I was struck with this mind-boggling brainstorm here the other day. I said, wow, how could it get any better for a little camping / bug out trailer? Got a few modifications I'm going to make to it, but it's a neat little trailer. And I found out from a guy that it apparently is an Army armor/mechanic trailer, depending on who has it at the time, I guess. And that's where all the bins. I thought this thing was very cleverly put together. So it is an old military-style armor's trailer. So I've got some modifications I'm going to make to it, and I think it's going to be a great little trailer. And Minnie, yes, you can. You can use fake names on Twitter and get away with it. Lots of people do. So, at any rate, I'll let you know, is I'm not really, I mean, it's usable right now. I can go hook up to it and drive off with it, and it's fine. But I'm gonna camo it up a little bit, and I'm gonna put some permanent, I'm gonna mount some water, you know, a 20-gallon water deal in it. I've got one side that opens up. It's gonna be our galley. It's gonna be our kitchen. We're
whereas stove and propane and spices and canned goods and utensils and all that stuff is going to go in one area. One part of it will be for firearms and ammunition and stuff like that. There'll be a we're making a rack up on top. Well, the rack's already there. I just need to close it in and make it waterproof. And there'll be, you know, that'll be where sleeping bags and cots and coolers and stuff like that. Little area up in front, right behind the tongue, behind the hitch on the tongue. Fairly large area, probably 3 feet or a little better deep, and 3.5, probably 3.5 feet wide or so. And I'm going to put a rail around that and put a spare tire rack on it. And that'll be where generator, chainsaws, stuff like that that you don't want in with your food and your sleeping gear and all of that. And so can't wait to get it done. It's going to be a neat little trailer. So that's my big news here for the time being. So I think what we'll do, let me check and see. We have representatives here from New Mexico, Washington, another Washington, Texas, a couple of anonymous there. And Rolex, I don't know why in the world I cannot remember where you're from. Every time I see you up there and I go to mention it, I get lost again. So if you're not too mad at me for not remembering, post it up there and I'll write it down and I'll put it in my phone in my life support system and try not to forget next time. So, with all that being said, with no further ado, I think we'll ease on into our music here, and hopefully you guys will approve. If you're a classic country lover, I'm pretty sure you're going to approve. If you're not, then Susie B, honey, I'm sorry, but we're just having a hard time getting your favorite stuff up there, but we're trying.
I know you loved him a long time ago. And even now in my arms, you still want him, I know. But darling, this time that your memories die, when you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes, let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. That if you're here tonight, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes, let it be me.
when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go. Find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes.
Okay, we're going to go back a little farther than that. We've got some older stuff picked out for you. Hopefully you'll approve. And let me check the chat room here. Now I'll tell you what, I'll check the chat room when I get this changed. Remember when we switch formats here that we will experience a few seconds of dead air. I have not figured out how to fix that yet, but it's only, you know, it's only like 5 or 6 seconds, so it's not a terrible thing. So stay with me just a minute, and I'll be R-A-T right back. Well, I told you I'd be right back. I just realized that I still didn't have that fixed from last time, so we'll just keep doing what we're doing, and I will get in there and see if I can figure out what it was that I did that screwed that up. So anyway, we'll muddle through it again. I think we'll get by all right. So stand by here.
You say you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more, don't you knock on my door. It's too late now and I know you'll never change. As she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone. 'Cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more. I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. You're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. Smiling Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say
not quite what you call classic country. I just found this here from a while back, so I thought I'd play it and see if it still sounded the same.
They want to take my guns away.
The sound quality on that don't sound quite as good as it used to. I think we'll skip that one, move on into something else here. Let's see here. How about this here? I like this song.
Say it, I can see it in her eyes.
what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me. Sometimes she gets down and starts to cry, but then again a lady has arrived. She's everything I've ever wanted. She's all I'll ever need. She's close enough and perfect for me. She kisses me each morning and smiles her sleepy smile. She don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me.
Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been
coffee from a tin cup in my hand. It sure warms the fingers when it's cold. And playing an old guitar, a friend I understand. It sure smooths the wrinkles in my soul. A blanket or a bed, it leaves a peaceful feeling in my mind. I'm waking up in the morning with an eagle overhead. Makes me long to fly away before my time. I think God must be a cowboy at heart. He made wide open spaces from the start. He made grass and trees and mountains and a horse to be a friend. And trails to lead old cowboys home. Nightlife in big cities is alright for a while. It sure makes you feel good when you're there. But the country's so pretty, it goes on and on for miles. It takes away my troubles and my cares. And I think God must be a cowboy at heart, 'cause he made wide open spaces from the start. He made grass and trees and mountains and a horse to be a friend. To lead old cowboys home again. The trails to lead old cowboys home again.
Sleeping with someone
and it's hot, eat a root beer popsicle. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line always stay humble and kind.
Been so blue, don't know what's come over you. You found someone new, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is untrue, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? Tell me no secrets, tell me some lies. Give me no reasons, give me alibis. Tell me you love me, and don't let me cry. Say anything. Say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I
good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Yeah. Ooh, good morning, beautiful.
All right, since we're all gathered here together, let me bounce into the chat room here and see what's going on real quick. This next song I'm going to play is very special meaning to me. It reminds me of me a lot. This was, I'm going to play it right this minute, but here in just a second. This song was definitely me when I was a little younger, and it ain't too far from me now. Susie B., I don't know what you're looking at all these guys in dresses for. That just, I would have thought you would have wanted a guy in, you know, Wranglers and a 5'11 shirt and, you know, ball cap and whatnot. So, skirts. Oh, well. Let's see. Hey, David Cal joined us tonight. Welcome, brother. Man, long time no see. Jeez. And you picked Liberty Lounge to come into tonight. I'm glad you made it in. Stick around for a little while. We've got a, got quite a few classic hits. Actually, we've got one coming up here in about 15 minutes. It's not really what I'd consider a classic hit, but I like it anyway. So anyway, this next one's very much about me. Yeah, I think they wrote this song specifically about me. David Cal, I don't know if you've jumped in, been in here since we started doing Liberty Lounge on Friday nights. You haven't been in here in a long time. I've seen you, seen you two or three times, but I don't think on Fridays. But anyway, all right, let's check this next one out and see what happens.
This old town, we're leaving it behind. Folks have dropped their friendly acts and now they're getting cold. And this old place ain't home, it's just a stop on the road. Don't worry about our clothes and things, we're leaving them behind. They'll be right here when we get back if I should change my mind. But that's not likely cause this way of life is getting old. This old place ain't home, it's just stopping to love. Just stop in the road. Just stop.
the right.
But we have to stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is restored, it will be restored with the hammer of patriotism smacking this system out between the anvil of freedom and teaching this system that there is a shape we wanted to maintain and that we have the forge of rage, and we will put that system in that forge of rage, and we will use that hammer of liberty and pound it against the anvil of freedom until it returns to the shape we want it to be in.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both of faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Knife Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong, there's just something missing in your song."
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's your fiddling song before we go.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun. He bought it new out of a Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a many shell over the top of an old bird dog, and it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off. Granddaddy's gun. It's just a double barrel 12. The stock is cracked and it kicks like hell. It wouldn't mean what it means to me to no one. I can hear his voice when I put it to my shoulder. A gun's like a woman, son, it's all how you hold her. He taught me a whole lot more than how to hunt. And one of these days I'll pass it on to my son. Granddaddy's gun. He handed it to me on the day I turned 13, with a half-shot box of shells and a kit to keep it clean. I keep a picture in the case of that sweet old man and me with Granddaddy's gun. Just a double barrel 12. The stock is cracked and it kicks like hell. It wouldn't mean what it means to me to no one. I can hear his voice when I put it to my shoulder. A gun's like a woman, son, it's all how you hold her. He taught me a whole lot more than how to hunt. And one of these days I'll pass it on. But it damn sure ain't for sale.
Well, it's two eggs up on whiskey toast, home fries on the side. Wash it down with the roadhouse coffee, burns up your inside. It's just a canyon dollar at the diner, and a waitress I did love. I sat in the back beneath an old stuffed bear and a worn-out Navajo rug. Now old Jack, the boss, he left at six, and it's Katie bar the door. She pulled down that Navajo rug and spread it across the floor. Hey, I saw lightning cross the sacred mountain, saw the golden turtle doves. But I was lying next to Katie on that old Navajo rug. Jack, about a year ago, he said the place burned to the ground. And all I say with this old bare tooth, Katie, she's left town. Papa Katie, she got her souvenir too, Jack's mad at tobacco plug. But you should have seen her coming through the smoke, a dragging that Navajo rug. Sacred mountains,
and lightning breaks above. It always takes me back in time to my long lost kitty love. But everything's on a move, everybody's on the go. Hey, you don't find things that last anymore like an old Navajo.
Nobody will stand with you if you don't stand. God can't stand with you if you don't stand. And don't stand and then sit down. It's worse. It sets a precedent. You know, count the cost. The cost may be dear. It may be everything. It may be your life. Okay? But unless we're willing to value freedom more than our lives, do we really deserve freedom? God can't stand with a man until the man stands. And so God is waiting for us to stand. And at that moment, that when he stands, God could stand with him. And then the other thing is that people could stand with him. You know, nobody can stand with you until you stand.
You've been making your brags around town. You've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me. And what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't wanna go to this city. If you don't wanna go to this city, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to this city. Come on and tell me what you told my friends if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is since you think you're hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fifth City. If you don't want to go to Fifth City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to this city. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man.
Questions in your eyes, I know what's weighing on your mind, but you can be sure I know my part. 'Cause I'll stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there
jokes and duties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas, course, Roy Rogers, horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, bitchin' woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes. Knock, knock jokes, who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey, remember these? Yes, we do.
Here we go! Country cuties in Texas, stream bikinis in Florida.
meat on his bone. Oh, Yankee, Yankees, ring their Southern bells. They say, ooh, we love a double XL. Double XL, double XL. Call me on the phone, just ring my dinner bell. Double XL, double XL. I'm a lean, mean love machine that likes to be held. Baby, I'm a double XL.
Lord have mercy,
me away. Now I don't know what's wrong, but I don't see how we can go on. I think your love for me is dying, and it's to find out what was wrong. And the thing you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all
from command, or from party leader Creedy, or from the High Chancellor.
Why are you doing this?
Because he was right.
About what?
That this country needs more than a building right now. It needs hope.
Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. Inevitable. Inevitable.
Inevitable. People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, their creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheists, or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, "We will bring change," consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We call them traitors. This happened all once before. 232 years ago, it led to revolution and thousands of dead in the streets. It will happen again unless you take back America now.
I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
From my cold, dead hands.
Only an aroused citizenry will turn this uncommon sense around. And he or she who does nothing now is helping them to destroy America. My name is Thomas Paine, and I approve of this message. I only hope to God you will too.
colonized America, we won't stand for tyranny. Okay, and it's too late to apologize. It's too late. I said it's too late to apologize. It's too late.
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3" and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get. 'Cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed that there on his hip was a short-barreled bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, Mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said Deb would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning. The bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and it sent leaden smoke, 17 inches of flame. For the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt. The bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend. Soul in Tennessee. Nobody seems to listen. No one ever smiles the way that you do. So I guess you'll never.
All right, picked up the pace there just a little bit. I got to share this story with you. I don't normally do this. I'm not going to say this is a particularly an uplifting story. But, you know, once in a while you just come upon a story that is just so incredibly stupid, you just have to share it. This is unfortunate. I'm sure this guy had somebody somewhere that loved him. Actually, the girl that killed him loved him. Let me tell you how that happened. They were all about going to making a big splash on YouTube. So they come up with this idea. And it was a great idea. They said, I'll tell you what. The guy says, you take this gun right here, and I'm going to take this book, and I'm going to hold this book up against my chest. I want you to shoot me with that gun because I don't think it's powerful enough to go through this book. And that will be ever so cool to put on YouTube. And she allowed that to be a mighty fine idea. So they're filming it, and apparently they're in love to some degree. She was pregnant. Assumably with his kid, thinking about getting married. And I just have to say, they might should have thought about doing this before she got pregnant. Because I don't know if they need to be spreading those genes around out in the world here. But they did. And if they'd have done this with a 22 short, possibly even a 22 long rifle, 25 automatic, a 32, something like that, they might have been successful. They may have been YouTube sensations. But they decided to use a 50 Action Express. I believe it was a Desert Eagle. Let's see here. I thought I saw somewhere where it said it was a Desert Eagle. Anyway, it was a 50 Action Express. And if you're not familiar with that gun, it would probably take a little more than the average phone book to stop that. Now, I don't know that they used a phone book or not, but whatever they used was inadequate. And the guy's dead. The girl's charged with manslaughter. And I don't know that the girl should have been charged with manslaughter. I'm sure that the boyfriend said, look, honey, it's okay. I researched this out. I know all about it. I'm an expert. Yeah, I got 2-3 guns. I just got this one the other day. So, her not, stupid? Yeah. Yeah, pretty stupid. But manslaughter? Yeah. Negligent homicide, maybe, I don't know. But, nevertheless, if you decide to try this, let me give you a couple of hints. Number one, use a great big book, thick dictionary-sized book. Number two, use a little bitty caliber of some kind to make abs, and use somebody that's a good enough shot to hit the book. She hit the book, all right. Her court date was scheduled for day before yesterday. I need to see if there's a follow-up on this, see what happened there. She was released from jail. Bail set at $7,000 with conditions that she wear a GPS monitor and have no access to firearms during her release. And I think that is a mighty fine idea. No idea. Well, I don't know what else to say about that, to tell you the truth.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you, and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
On the Chisholm Trail it was midnight. Carmelo was strong on his mind because of the life he had chosen. Carmela had left him behind. Too long he'd been El Bandito. Carmela had left him alone. But today someone brought a message. She'd been seen in old San Antonio. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'm safe when I reach San Antonio. He glanced back over his shoulder. The posse was nowhere in sight. He'd sent for Carmela to meet him on the banks of the Brazos tonight. She was waiting and he kept the promise he had made such a long time ago. As he dropped the guns that she hated in the muddy Brazos below. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'll walk straight in old San Antonio. Then the night came alive with gunfire. He knew that at last it'd been found. As the Ranger's badge showed brightly, El Bandito lay on the ground. Carmela knew he was dying, that all of her dreams were in vain. As she kissed his lips for the last time, she heard him whisper again. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'm safe when I reach San Antonio.
I'm safe when I reach San Antonio.
Had a little excitement around here the night before Independence Day. Right out here in Pine Top, y'all remember here, we is actually during this show, a year ago May, last May, during this show on a Friday night, I killed a little bear out here that was out there in our goat pen. Well, it just so happens that here this last Monday, right over here in Pine Top, that a bear tried to get into a couple's bedroom. And he wasn't quite successful. He did manage to get his paws through the screen and tore the blinds all up and was trying to get in. And the guy fired two or three shots through the window. He said he's not sure if he hit the bear or not. I'd like to think he did if he was trying to get in the window. It was the guy said he's lived here 60 some odd years and never seen one try to come in the house. Sees a lot of bears out there. That was when I was living in Pine Top, we had a bear come in the yard over there, a small bear. And I kind of snuck up on him, got within about, I don't know, 20 feet or so, and Amy was watching him. And I threw my arms up in the air and hollered and started running towards that bear, and that little bear just about turned himself inside out and headed the other direction. Tried to jump over the fence and made it for the most part, but he hit the top rail and just pretty much landed on his lips and rolled a couple of times and took off. We never saw him again. But this guy fired his gun through the window. He said, thought it was a raccoon at first, but that changed pretty abruptly when he went to open the bedroom window to scare it off. He says at that point, saw a paw come through the shutters and tear him off the wall. And I saw a bear standing there. He said, I figured it's time to take more drastic action. That's when I picked up my pistol and fired. Fired three times. Like I said, doesn't know if he hit it or not. Called the Fish and Game Department. So his wife now doesn't even want to sleep in that bedroom anymore. She's scared to death, the guy says. She said, you will not leave any more windows open in our bedroom. And he said, okay, dear. So there you have it. All right, let's see if we can squeeze one more in here. Let me see. Which one do I want to do? Let's see. How about this one right here? Let me do this one, and then we'll get on out of here.
I want to go home. I want to go home. Oh, how I want to go home. Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Home folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine. By day I make the cars, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines. Cause you know, I rode a freight train north of Detroit City.
And after all these years, I find that I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride and go on back to the loved ones, the ones I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home.
Okay, that's it. We're done for the night. Done for the week. We'll be back Monday. I hope y'all come join me. Got a lot of stories saved up. I wanted to do some of them tonight, but I just hate to ruin everybody's weekend on a Friday night with some of this stuff. So come and join us Monday, and we'll get you in there with all that. So with all that being said, I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night, the party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet Radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end.